This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And joining us this morning, Captain Rex Hoffman, an officer in charge from the Oregon National Guard, part of the group that has been deployed to help at Mercy Medical Center. Captain Hoffman, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us how many folks are here from the National Guard to help out?
So we've got about 58 folks now. We've got some that may join us a little bit later. Obviously, with any of these missions that kind of come up during everybody's regular work schedule, there's stuff that pulls people away, too. So we're kind of daily. We're reporting those numbers and just trying to keep us as staffed as possible down here so we can help out the medical center.
So how long ago did you know this would take place?
So we anticipated this a while ago. You know, Oregon Health Authority kind of forecasted for something like this. So the Guard was put on alert. And so at that time, they kind of start building rosters. And so we knew that it was a possibility. But then when they were actually needed, it came down pretty fast when Oregon Health Authority requested that support. And from then to when the governor actually said, like, okay, here, the Guard is going to go down there. So we got a couple days, and then so we let everybody know and came on down.
That's one of the unique things about the Guard is just how quickly they can mobilize when called upon.
That's right. You know, this is really kind of the traditional mission of the National Guard is to help the state out in emergency situations. And so it's kind of a change of pace for some of us that have deployed overseas the last couple of years and stuff like that to really be responding to this type of emergency within our state at the request of our governor. So kind of the traditional National Guard mission, but new to some of us.
So with the 58 folks, how far geographically are they coming from to be in Roseburg?
So the way that they've kind of set it up is they try to keep people pretty regionally. There's certain positions that have to be filled. And so we've got people coming all the way from McMinnville. We tried to keep it so it was more local, so people aren't too far from their families and stuff as they are here for the next month or so.
So what do you anticipate the Guard members doing to help at Mercy?
So right now, they're kind of spread all the way through the hospital, and really we're doing anything that's not medically related. So, I mean, I guess it's all medically related, but it doesn't take a medical expert to do it. So doing screening at the front, transporting patients, cleaning, just running for supplies. So really trying to take the kind of logistic load off of the medical professional so they can just focus on patient care.
So while the Guard members are here, are they housed at the Armory or how does that work?
So we have hotel rooms throughout Roseburg. So they're kind of dispersed into wherever we can find places for them. Nobody has to be housed at the Armory. They all will have a room somewhere here in Roseburg, unless they are locally, they live here locally, and then they'll just come from their home.
So what's the age range, do you think, of the Guard members serving?
We've got people all the way from early 20s, all the way up into, I'd say 40s probably. Probably one of the older people on the mission, but so quite a range. And that usually goes with the positions that people hold. So we really need to have solid non-commissioned officers that are really the points of contact for all of the soldiers in all those different areas. And so that experience comes with more age. And then we need a lot of the young guys doing a lot of the jobs that we need done at the hospital.
So I imagine there are a number of other hospitals around the region that Guard members are being deployed to as well.
Yes. So I know we have some down in Medford. The Oregon Health Authority is forecasting out and trying to be ahead of whatever is going to be needed. And so we anticipate that there will be other hospitals that will get to a certain level of capacity and will need some assistance. We're hopeful, of course, that with a little bit of support, that this latest spike will go down, but we just have to respond to the need as it comes.
And you said they might be here as much as a month?
So right now, our orders are through September 30th. So just a little bit over a month. We don't know if that will be the end of this mission. Right now, that's the date that we have in mind, and we're hopeful for a variety of reasons that that will be the end. We have people that obviously have civilian jobs that they are stepping away from, families that they're away from. So we're hopeful, but we know that if the need is here, then we'll be here, and we'll just go from there.
So if they are here helping out, is that a 7 day a week commitment? How does that work?
So the commitment is 7 days a week to help. And so our job kind of internally is to make sure that we are giving people the proper rest. And, you know, it is, you know, it's a job and everybody's here ready to do it. But it's also kind of a difficult job. So we want to make sure that people are getting a little bit of time off, being able to step away from the hospital. We really respect the medical professionals that are working in the hospital. But we also know that they get more used to seeing some things that some of our guys aren't as used to seeing. So we're trying to stay on top of all that kind of stuff and work in a work rest cycle that works for our soldiers and keeps everybody fresh and ready to contribute.
Talk about going into a hospital and helping out in the midst of a pandemic like this. I mean, that's quite a kind of an awesome responsibility to undertake when you otherwise wouldn't need to be in there.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's not something that a lot of us trained for. So it's a little outside of that scope. But what I think the guys are prepared to do is whatever's asked of them. So, you know, we've come from different deployments where we're all doing different jobs on those deployments. You show up, you get direction, and then you're able to execute that. And so that's what the guys are doing now. We are cognizant of the fact that some of that stuff is going to be kind of heavy. So, you know, they support us with chaplain services and all kinds of stuff to make sure that we are kind of taking care of soldiers as they work through this, knowing that it is kind of an awesome responsibility. But I think it also, that's part of what motivates guys to do a really good job. They see the awesome work that the hospital employees are doing, and they really want to contribute and make a difference in their community.
So how, when rather, did some of the Guard members begin to come into Roseburg to help?
So we arrived the 19th, so that's when we started kind of liaisoning with the hospital, learning about what was going to be needed, getting in processed, getting the briefs that they gave us for some situational awareness. And then from that point on, we've been working with the hospital to really get to know the jobs that they wanted us to do.
All right, Captain Rex Hoffman, an officer in charge with the Oregon National Guard, 58 members helping at Mercy Medical Center. Captain Hoffman, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:39, morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.